Day 36. This is the prophecy. Jonah 1, verse 17. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and three nights. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy. Matthew 12, verse 40. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the sea monster, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Despite the miracles Jesus had performed and the message that he taught, the scribes and Pharisees demanded a sign from him. They wanted proof that he was the Messiah. He told them that no sign would be given but that of Jonah, a prophet sent to Nineveh with a message to repent or face disaster. Jonah was reluctant, so he attempted to flee from God and was swallowed by a great fish. Praying from the belly of the fish, Jonah agreed to go to Nineveh. After 3 days in the fish's belly, God released Jonah and he delivered God's message. Jonah's release from the belly of the fish was a sign to Nineveh that the prophet and the message were from God. Nineveh believed, repented, and was spared. In giving the scribes and Pharisees the sign of the prophet Jonah, Jesus pointed to his death, burial, and resurrection 3 days later. This was the only proof they needed that he was, in fact, the Messiah. Sadly, they never accepted the sign, even after Jesus rose from the grave on the third day after he had been crucified. Today's reflection. Jesus' death and resurrection bring the message of grace and salvation. Faith in him saves us from the judgment of our sins and brings eternal life. Who do I know that is running from God's plan like Jonah? Pray for them.